In night water along the island near the motel, the old one made of cabins and nightmares, there in water so slow it would not drop deadfall into the channel, there in deepest green below the bridge they found her. Note the dancer's pose, languid hand above the head, hip thrown just so, parted lips about to speak. Dark ringlets of hair and debris you might brush from her skin, pretending music never faltered. Don't make a secret of the last love you spoke. Don't rest from the dance that is no dance, just water's work, work of gravity and decay. Continue, tilt your head lightly, dance. Imagine her killer now in Deer Lodge, that chain link womb. That's the prison in Montana where this person is. He made her take him in her mouth. They were lovers, he told the police. And then something made him mad and he killed her. Easy, yes. Easy, no. The words for death. Really, this said for the millionth time between cigarettes, a cellmate nods. Really, hell, you know, it's like I never did it. Lovely, we regret your need to die for us to marvel at his crime. At age 15 and your beauty comes to this. Trust me, these photos of your death are seen by few. Detectives now and then will rifle the file, prop their feet on a desk, and try to recall the words your killer used when he confessed. This happens in the dog days when victims are few, when I have to work while great trout boil in a far green river I'll never find. Forgive me, lovely, if I give up your photos, leave early, and float the Clark Fork. I'm not much good at dancing. Choreography is more my game. For some reason, we always remember murder by the killer's name. I remember his, but refuse to say it. And I remember yours forever.